This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So yeah, do you want it counting up or counting down? Okay.
Number one, bugs
that fly, because I don't know where they're going to go. Very unpredictable, and I don't like bugs to be on me.
Number two, heights.
It does that thing where your legs can't really move and you get that feeling in the pit of your stomach. Do you have any fears like that?
Number three, the music that plays in trailers for scary movies. Number four, the content of scary movies. Number five, a murderer from a scary movie coming to my house to murder me. Number six, Seven, the movie Seven. That should have been number seven. Seven is one of those movies where, like, I watched at a sleepover, and to be cool, I just, like, didn't cover my eyes. Everybody else went to bed, and I just, like, laid there with my eyes open. Number seven, vulnerability. Ugh. I am a stand-up comic for a living. So, my last special is called Rape Jokes, and it's about my experience as a survivor of sexual assault. So that actually is a very, very vulnerable hour. I don't mean that I'm not vulnerable on stage. I think I am vulnerable on stage. I mean more that it is a controlled environment. I am the person that gets to talk. No one else gets to talk. I am the person that is in charge of the conversation. And that's a story that, like, not all my friends or family knew, you know? It's easier for me to tell it on stage. So, you know, I think my art could actually be a little less vulnerable, to be honest. And my human life could be a little more vulnerable. Number eight, failure. Achievement is such a good way of scaling existence. I exist because I did all these things, so I have value. I don't know that I am connected to a feeling of inherent worth. You know, I was, like, raised really Catholic, and so you have, like, your worth is based in how good you are, like, how, you know, how close to God or whatever. But then I don't give a shit about that anymore, so that goes away. I think I need to work on, feeling comfortable in my own skin and with my own attractiveness, because, like, if you're a queer person, but especially on the butch spectrum, or, like, if we had better words, we're masculine of center, you don't get a ton of positive feedback about your looks, except from, like, a very small percentage of population who give you a lot of feedback about your looks. This is very confusing. So I think working on some self-confidence probably would be a good idea. Number nine, something terrible happening to me because I'm a woman. And number 10, something terrible happening to me because I'm queer. I'm Cameron Esposito, and these are 10 things that scare me.
Cameron Esposito is a Los Angeles-based stand-up comic, actor, and writer. When she was starting out, Cameron did a stint as a ringmaster for El Circo Cheapo Cabaret out of Chicago. The 10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimet, Odelia Rubin, Sarah Sandbach, Emily Botine, and Paula Schumann. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. You know what scares me? Are they going to stop making beach umbrellas? Because I have not stored those up. I don't even have one single spare. What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.